Day 32. Unthinkable, inconceivable.
Marta, I've been thinking about those words with the un prefix that we looked at last time.
You mean like unclog and unclear and so on?
Right. So take another un word like unthinkable, where I guess it's un plus thinkable, not unthink plus able.
Yes. But what's on your mind?
Well, the word unthinkable means pretty much the same as inconceivable. And also, there's the adjective unequal, which is pretty close to the noun inequality, and also unbelievable, along with incredible. Even unexplainable plus inexplicable. And that's just for starters.
You've obviously done a bit of digging, Patrick, and those pairs are certainly worth noting. Now, what do you make of it?
Well, it's the prefix un-thing and now in. Why have so many pairs of words with the same meaning?
Language is full of more than one way to say the same thing. And much of the time, it's not exactly the same thing, or one way is perhaps not as appropriate as another.
Can you give me an example?
Okay, take inevitable and unavoidable, for instance. If I say, when his brakes failed, hitting that tree was... fill in the word for me.
Probably unavoidable. Inevitable sounds a little like, I don't know, doomsday, maybe. I mean, without the prefix, avoidable sounds fine, but evitable, I never even heard of.
Not surprising. Evitable is borrowed from French and rarely used in English without in.
Then it's probably the same thing with another pair that I just mentioned, unexplainable and inexplicable. I mean, who ever uses explicable by itself?
Maybe a few people. I don't. But you've succeeded in identifying an important feature of some of the nouns and adjectives carrying the in prefix as opposed to those with un.
I have?
Yes. And if we have time, we should look at that some more in another session.
We should?
Indubitably.
Undoubtedly?
Incessantly.
Unceasingly?
Infallibly.
Unfailingly?
I'm exhausted, Patrick.
So am I.